He is coming for your lunch. You're expecting a pizza and Soul's nabbed it up.
That would be disappointing. That's like the level of the episode of Friends where Ross gets his post Thanksgiving sandwich stolen.
Pepperoni and olives? What?
I asked for pepperoni and green peppers.
Yeah.
And this is what showed up.
Pepperoni and green peppers, and someone said, nah, you want olives.
I'm sorry. I asked for olives and green peppers and showed up pepperoni.
Okay, I guess that makes a little bit more sense how you could get there. Pepper.
Yeah, it's a salty cut, though.
Is it any good?
This is actually the gluten-free version. You want the other slice?
Why would you want to do that to yourself?
It was what was left over. There's a gluten-free member of the family that was joining us that evening, so we accommodated.
I'm sorry.
Well, we ate regular pizza. They eat gluten-free. That's good. I didn't eat it. It looks pretty decent.
You really need to get these gluten-free people out of your life.
I can't do that.
Not me, but you know, everybody else. I went to like a friend's birthday party with their family, and their like stepdad was there. And someone mentioned to them that I was like gluten intolerant, and he just went, he's like an old country guy, goes, damn man, you need to just get over that shit. I was like, that's so funny.
Oh my god.
So many levels. I need to hang out with that guy more, because that guy's like a gold mine of content for this.
That's awesome.
He also had like, I got vanilla ice cream, because someone offered, I was like, yeah, just give me vanilla. And he passes my bowl, and he goes, what commie wants vanilla?
Oh my god.
I was like, this guy's great.
That guy's right up your alley.
Oh yeah. He's so opposite of me. It's like fun. It's like you and me would be great friends. Just because we would never agree on anything.
What commie wants vanilla? Is this guy stuck in like the late 80s maybe?
Probably.
Yeah.
Seems like it. That's like how lovely you move.
That's good. Do you think that's like his day-to-day like personality?
I do think so.
Yeah.
I hope he hates vanilla so much that he thinks it's like communist. Which, you know, the more I thought about it, the more I was like, if there was an ice cream flavor that was communist, though, maybe it is vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the people's ice cream.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Yeah.
Mm.
But yeah, man, I don't know why I just thought about that, but that's funny.
That is awesome. Gotta love it.
Shout out to that guy.
How about, how about, you guys know Theo Vaughn? Theo Vaughn.
Comedian?
Mm.
Yeah, what about?
Yeah, that guy's got some deep cuts, too.
I don't know anything about him. Got a loop.
He's like a country comedian.
Mm. Yeah. You have to, like, kind of not take him too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I guess like most comedians.
Yeah.
But he just says some really just, most of it's pretty off color, I'd say.
Yeah.
But it's pretty funny. Yeah. Well, I guess like most comedians are.
Yeah. They all are.
Yeah. So I'm not sure where I'm going with this description, but. Unfunny?
Jerry Seinfeld has not been funny since like the 90s.
Wow.
I'll say it. I'll be brave, Jerry Seinfeld. Come on. Wow.
Shots fired.
Jerry Seinfeld pulls out a couple hundred watts on Don Bills and drives.
Comedians and cars?
Funny.
Really?
I still find Jerry Seinfeld funny. Mm. I don't know why.
I think he needs a supporting cast.
I think he just needs not to be given up anymore. I have not seen anything since Seinfeld. Like, he's been coasting off of Seinfeld.
The Bee Movie.
Yeah.
That's okay.
The Bee Movie. Shout out to Illumination, right?
Yeah.
I respect the bit of it. Like, hey, let's make a Bee Movie about bees. That is funny, inherently, but I'll give him the Bee Movie, but that's funny. Nothing else I've seen them where I've been like, oh, yeah, love that Jerry Seinfeld's in this.
He's really not in much else.
It's like Chevy Chase. I see Chevy Chase on like, love that he's
in. See him? They did a Christmas Vacation, like, convention, and it was him getting wheeled up on the stage. And
he's in a wheelchair now?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so.
You sure that's not for comedic effect?
Well, no. So, and it was the woman that played his wife in those movies. She was already on stage.
Uh-huh.
He gets wheeled up, he stands up. and for some reason goes towards the end of the stage and just falls.
That's fun. That had to be on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
No. The woman had
That's a Chevy Chase stunt.
He looked like he was, like, trying to wave or something, and then he, like, lost his balance and just took a tumble.
Wow. I can't believe he's that old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll take that back. I like Chevy Chase in Community. He was pretty funny as the old man.
That with
Hi, Aaron. Come join us.
Hi.
I might have came on a little too strong.
This gluten-free crust is it's okay.
It's pretty good.
It's got the almost the consistency of cornbread.
That doesn't sound too bad. I hate olives passion. So
you hate them?
Really?
Yeah, I don't like olives.
Interesting.
Just list some things I don't like that everybody else loves: olives, cucumbers, bananas, and mushrooms.
Really?
Wow. I tolerate a lot of foods. I eat some weird foods.
Yeah.
The banana brought me out there. Nah.
I hate bananas.
Yeah, thank you.
Really?
Yeah.
Cucumber, I'm like...
It's a consistency and taste.
I'm surprised. Your palate's like pretty wide open.
Yeah, except for those like four things.
No, I understand mushrooms because they look like boogers.
That was not the reason why.
Brian loves mushrooms. I hate them.
I don't like their flavor. They're kind of spongy.
What kind of boogers do you have?
Mushroom shaped. We've been over this apparently.
These look gross when they're cooked.
I mean, I don't go out of my way to eat them, but they're filler.
Fair enough.
If they're there, eat it.
Yeah. Kind of like this podcast. If you're on Spotify, you might as well listen.
Exactly, exactly.
If not, we get that too.
Warning! You are about to start listening to Punch the Clock, a podcast hosted by three self-proclaimed cooperative professionals, Marshall, Justin, and Noel, recorded entirely in their company's break room. Marshall claims to be the perfect man, but if that's his idea of perfection, I'd hate to see what imperfect is. Justin claims to be Will Arnett's best friend. However, a restraining order says otherwise. And Noelle believes she is a Disney princess. But we've never seen a crown. Finally, warning, please leave the show now before the podcast starts in 3, 2, 1.
Anyway, welcome to Punch the Clock.
Oh, that's right, we didn't even start it.
No, we're starting now. Welcome to Punch the Clock. The only podcast that's like a mushroom. I'm your host, Marshall.
And I'm Chewing.
And I'm Noel.
And welcome back, Justin, finally.
Wow, it is.
It's been a while for you.
You know, it feels like we haven't left, though.
No.
It's been like... Well, I know just a couple weeks since the last one, but...
Well, tell that to our sponsors. It's like we lost all of those.
Really? We don't get that anymore?
We don't get any money from that anymore.
Did we cash out?
Yeah, I cashed out the $15 this morning.
Nice.
Yeah, we made $15. I owe you guys $5 a piece.
Really? That was the full contract.
Yeah, it was.
That was like the full contract.
We made the full contract. We made $15. A year's worth of work making us
That's awesome.
The lowest paid workers in America, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, absolutely.
I think that puts us like at a penny an hour at some point.
That is excellent, though.
Which is really funny.
Just the fact that we had sponsorship, though. Pretty cool. Pretty cool feature. I will say.
How do we get them back?
Well, we gotta do better in the metrics and get people actually listening. Maybe we should probably promote the show. Stop telling people that it's okay if they don't listen. We should probably be forcing people to listen.
Put the headphones on.
Fair enough.
And hit play.
A couple things. No, really, if we had any social media presence whatsoever, that wasn't abandoned a while ago.
So, do you guys get asked about it at family functions?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Most questions I get about family functions are just, why, Marshall?
So almost at every family function, oh, how's the podcast going? And then when I follow that up with, have you listened to it? No, I haven't yet.
Yeah, that sounds
right. And I'm like, I want to punch you in the face right now. Like, why even ask?
It's an extreme reaction.
Why even ask?
It's true.
I think it's a general interest in life, trying to be polite.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm sorry.
No. We were over at my parents' house and Brian mentioned it. And my dad's like, what? You're on a podcast? What's it called? And he looked it up. He started playing it super loud. And, of course, my voice was like, the first thing. I'm like, no, turn it off.
That's funny. Wait, that's all awesome. Subscribers. Our podcast is now actually on YouTube also.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's underneath my YouTube channel, Marshall Johnson.
Nice.
Because I don't mind doxing myself, unlike these two.
I like that. What does that mean, Doxon?
Oh, giving out your full name, Justin Astrid.
Oh, yeah, I don't care.
Say goodbye to your nominee. 71 episodes in, we're getting rid of that.
I mean, it's all out there.
Now people can cancel you.
Am I even out there to be canceled?
Yeah.
Not really. Yeah. I already got canceled. Lost for that. $15 was really keeping the show going.
It was keeping the lights on here at Punch the Clock Studios, which isn't a studio. It's a booth.
No, it's the kitchen studio.
The whole premise behind the show.
Yeah, pretty much.
Little salad going on over there?
Yeah.
With cucumbers?
Cucumbers, tomatoes, carrots. You want cucumber more?
No, I don't.
How much could we pay you to eat a cucumber?
You can pay me any amount to do most things. I'm
all right.
Not proud of it.
All right, a penny.
Yeah, you gotta get to the dollar range.
It's gotta be in greenback form.
$5 is generally my minimum to do things.
Okay. Even post inflation?
Yeah.
It used to be a dollar.
That's my $5 business. Do things for $5.
Marshall is the inventor of Fiverr.
Like a real life Fiverr.
Oh, man.
Imagine if, like, in some of those movies that you watch, from the 70s and stuff, it was just me in the business. They come up, they approach me, and it's like Jaws. They're like, we need you to get rid of a shark. I'm like, $5, you know the deal. Star Wars, we gotta go make the Tesla run on the Death Star. I haven't watched Star Wars in a long time. I'd be like, $5, man, I got this. Put me in Darth Vader.
Do it. Oh, man. No, that's...
I'm trying to think of a modern movie that I work with.
Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2.
Oh, God.
Finally, Justin has seen it.
It lives up to its hype, for sure.
Good hype.
Mm-hmm. You haven't seen it yet? It lives up to the hype.
Come on.
I was hooked within 15 seconds. After the opening credits, I was like, yo, Marshall wasn't messing around.
Oh my God.
Better than the first one.
I was like, I gotta keep watching this now.
Now, here's the problem I caused myself. Is my wife now likes these movies. She's unironically, she's like, yeah, Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 was good.
It was just like one disaster after another.
There's something comforting about Paul Mall Cop 2.
Yeah, like, now you just feel bad for him. Like, you feel so bad for him.
Now, Justin, you have just started this journey. Every Thanksgiving when I rewatch this movie, I get a sense I have a different feeling of how the movie has hit me depending on how that year has gone.
I gotcha.
Last year I wanted to kill Paul Blart and I was rooting for the enemy. This year I'm on Paul's side. I was like, yeah, this is funny. All right, go Paul. Can't wait to see what next year brings.
I've been watching, like, Oscar-worthy movies lately.
That was a bummer. Those things suck. Those things are awful.
No, not all of them. Some of them were boring. I'm not going to lie.
Here's a biopic of some guy's life. Who lived
Ferrari,
in the
don't see it. Snooze fest.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm.
See a Ferrari. No one cares. They need to put me on the nomination committee, and I get to nominate one wild card pick for everything.
I like that.
I lettuce stuck on my teeth.
They'd be like, what's the best movie this year? They got Ferrari, Oppenheimer. I'm like, throw Barbie in there. I'm the voice of the people.
I think that's fair. What are you doing over there?
I had lettuce on the top of my teeth. It was just up here.
Speaking of which, welcome back to Marshall Reviews Things. Justin, I saw Barbie, and now I'm going to convince you to watch it.
It's on all most streaming platforms right now.
Yeah,
right?
I had to pay $6 on YouTube.
Gotcha.
It wasn't too bad.
I'll check it out.
Oh, that was freaking easy. You don't want the review first before.
Well, yeah. All right. Let's hear it.
Barbie is a 2023 movie that takes place in Barbie Land in L.A., brought to you by the Mattel company, who allows them to make as many raunchy jokes about Mattel as possible, which is very funny. Then the company was like, yeah, go ahead, just punch us below the belt. I appreciate that from Mattel. Now, part of the fun of it is all the Barbies that they referenced in the movie were real-life Barbies that they sold, and I did not realize that Barbie had some absolutely off-the-wall, crazy ideas. Like Midge, the pregnant friend.
Wait, what?
Apparently there was a pregnant Midge Barbie doll.
Really?
Uh-huh. It is unsettling.
And they show this in the... Interesting.
There was Sugar Daddy Ken at one point.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Gay Ken. No, I didn't know that was one. That's funny. Apparently Barbie had a camcorder inside her at one point in one of them. These are just random Barbie dolls, not a movie, but these are good comparisons, but that's funny. And then there's weird Barbie that happens because you play it for too hard.
Me.
Gosh.
So here's where it's going to fall flat for me. I'm trying to do this without spoiling for you. The parts with the mother and the daughter kind of fell flat.
Okay.
Probably because I've never been a mother. So I couldn't really relate to them.
Okay.
Some of the Barbie jokes actually got me pretty hard. Like the one where they call her a fascist and she's fucking good. She called me a fascist. I don't control the commerce or make the trains run on time. Just got me. Ryan Gosling as Ken steals the show, and I feel like the Kens kind of outshine the Barbies a lot. It's been very funny.
Gotcha. Okay.
Gotta give it like a 7.5 out of 10.
That's pretty good, right?
It's solid. It's a solid, funny movie.
You missed like the biggest part. I'm just Ken's song.
Yeah, well, I'm not
iconic.
Trying to spoil it.
Mm. I'm sure he's heard it.
I'm just Ken.
Thanks.
But, that's pretty great.
I'm a mess.
The Ken War was pretty funny.
A Ken War?
Yeah.
Ken's on Ken War.
Oh, and then there's Ken's friend, Alan. Who was
random?
Apparently, they just marked him as Ken's friend, Alan.
That's
he's the same size. He keeps saying that. It's played by Michael Cera too.
Oh my god,
it's really
awesome.
Funny. I'm Alan, Ken's friend. We're the same size. So anyway, 7.5 out of 10.
Okay.
Recommend that anybody who hasn't seen it.
With or without popcorn? Did you watch?
Yeah, with popcorn. How I recommend it.
Nice.
If you get a couple drinks into it too, it'll be a lot more fun.
Okay.
PG-13, surprisingly. A lot of adult jokes for a Barbie movie. Which I kind of appreciate that they didn't go for the G rating. They were just like, now let's just go
all out.
Love the outfits that the Kens were sporting. I was looking at some of those. I was like, I wonder if I could rock that.
Which one in particular?
Oh man, that fur coat's pretty awesome. Like, if we ever do, like, a costume contest, I'm coming in with that fur coat, shirtless, with the headband and the sunglasses.
You heard it first, listener. Next Halloween. Marshall as Ken.
I will get sent home.
Yeah, you would. You
see,
would,
the trick
sure.
is I'll have to bust it out right before.
Mm-hmm. Right at, like, 3:29. Mm-hmm.
I would also have to drop another 50 pounds. But I have a full year, so I can't do it. I do know I can drop 50 in a year. Famously, I've done it.
You can do this.
This brings me to a follow-up question. You don't think I would look good if I got jacked?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Sometimes muscles look weird on guys.
Do it.
You ever seen somebody look at them and it's like...
Well, that's
a
when they get
a little bit trimmer.
When some people probably go too hard.
Fair. There's a cutoff point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe that'll be my new year's resolution.
You got a blast. I tried to use this joke earlier and no one, it fell flat.
So we're going to do it again.
So I'm going to do it again. I'm trying to get a different audience. You just got to get in there and blast those back and buys.
Those what?
The back and buys?
Blast those back and buys. You never heard that? No?
Biceps?
Right. Yeah, like.
Oh!
Like working out. Blast. Back.
At first, I thought you said back and thighs. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay.
I thought you said back and buys. All right, so I was like, what?
Two strikes, I'm done with that. I'm done.
Yeah, workshop it a little more.
Yeah.
Your type 5 has gone better, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
So that's the Barbie movie. Recommend.
Okay, okay.
Justin said he would see it before I even gave a review, so I guess the segment's a success.
I've been watching The Grinch. The newer one with like Tyler the Creator.
Oh my gosh, is your daughter obsessed with it?
Oh yeah.
Tyler the
so
Creator.
Is my nephew.
Yeah.
Like my brother, he has to like watch it with his son like all day every day.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, oh, let's watch a Grinch. She is oddly obsessed with villains. Like
yeah.
Ursula, the
yeah.
Grinch. Anyone that's like mean.
Uh-huh.
She's obsessed with.
That's so funny. She yeah. like he doesn't like any of the other Grinches either.
Just that one.
Yeah.
So that's like a new Grinch that came out?
It's the one that's by what's his name?
Cumberbatch?
Yes. Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
It's by Illumination.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay, they're on roll.
Yeah. But even so okay, riddle me this. Is Elsa technically a villain?
She is kind of in the
right?
first one, yes.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, that's
yeah.
I thought.
Yeah.
I was talking
she's
about that the other
there
day.
She's over there.
I thought she was an anti-hero.
I guess.
Mm-hmm. She's rehabbed.
More. Yes.
Yeah, she's
at the end,
rehabbed.
She gets a conscience. And
yeah.
She's like, oh,
Elsa,
wait.
In the first one?
Yeah.
Snow one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I thought she was just misunderstood and was like a common sense person.
No, she was
like,
blasting
hey.
Everything. Everything was frozen at the end.
She's like, hey, don't marry this guy. You've met him for like
no,
5 hours.
No, that was right. But like, then she like went around the town and made everything frozen.
Mm-hmm. She was just peeved.
Uh-huh. She was over
yep.
it.
Yeah, well, fair enough, I guess. Also was a villain. Apparently, I had a different read on that movie. I was sitting there being like, I'm pretty sure it's the patriarchal system of this society is the villain, but all right.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But I do have
but
the
But Anna is trying
here.
To stop her, so what's that mean?
Yeah, I mean, she's the protagonist,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Okay, maybe I'll just
I've heard
really
that theory, though, before, that she's, like, considered the villain in the first one.
Yeah.
Weird.
I mean, she goes off to be the Ice Queen. But she like, she doesn't really destroy much after that. Well, I guess the whole Arendelle is frozen, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right,
yeah.
You guys are right. I'm going to let it go and move on.
Okay. I'm going to take 30 seconds to heat up this pizza.
Oh, you only hear this listener mail?
Oh, yeah. I'll be right back. I'm just going to
get caught up with some listener mail. And this one's going to be a long one, unfortunately. Mostly in debate, I feel like.
Mm.
What, 2 microwaves are there now?
Yeah.
Well, that was awesome. Anyway, listener mail. Dear gang, for each of the 7 deadly sins, which host represents each one and who has the most? Sins are anger, envy, lust, gluttony, pride, sloth, and wrath. Thanks, Sinful in Ohio.
So which of each of us has those?
Well, which host represents each one the most? So let's just go down the list and we'll do the arguments of each one.
I gotta pull up a list here.
Yeah, I got it for you. First one's anger.
Wait,
is it anger? Well, let me pull up 7 deadly sins. Now, I don't think the listener got this right.
Yeah, how's that one of them?
Yeah, how's that not wrath? What are the 7 deadly sins? Pride, greed, lust, envy, gluttony, wrath, sloth. Okay, so I think pride is really messed up.
Yeah.
So let's go with pride. Who has the sin of pride?
That's a really weird question.
I thought so too. That's why I brought it up. It made me think. I'm gonna go with Justin.
As pride?
Yeah, you're pride.
Okay, sure.
You're the manager.
Too prideful. Sure, I'll take that amongst all the others. I'm good. I've got mine. Thank you for getting me out of the way.
Oh, well, there's multiple chances for you to win more. We still got to figure out who's got the most.
Okay.
Greed.
It's not Noelle, I'll tell you that, because she is like the biggest giver.
It's between you and me. Unfortunately.
Greed.
I don't know if I give it to you, does that make it represent me more? No, you can have that one.
I will. So if I take it, though, does that mean I'm being greedy?
I think by default we're going to give it to you.
All right, I'll take it.
The next one is lust.
Lust?
I'm just going to take that one.
Good idea.
I'm going to take the hell guy. After all, I am the perfect man. Oh. Next one is envy. Who has the sin of envy?
Well, I feel like you do.
Why am I the sin of envy?
I don't know.
This is your turn, buddy. It's on you.
I'm envy?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't see it, but... All right, Brian.
Again.
Okay, no, I got it. Gluttony. That one. I'm going to just hop to that one. That one's amazing.
Has Noelle gotten any? Is she the sinless one?
Let's go ahead with Raph. I'm going to get that one to Noelle. Hey, I've done some of these games against you. If when you don't win, you get pretty angry.
I do. Very competitive.
Last one is Sloth.
I'm going to sound really dumb, but what does that really mean?
Lazy.
Lazy?
Sleepy. I can click on and find the Wikipedia article if you'd like. Well, sorry, Britannica article. Lack of physical or spiritual effort.
Do we have to assign that one? I don't think any of us are lazy.
Now you go with tired, I'm going to go for you.
I did famously fall asleep standing
up. Yeah, you did.
That's not a lack of effort.
No, it's not.
That was a lack of air from sleeping. From the sleep apnea.
That's what I said, from just being tired.
Yes. Don't like that I'm four of them.
You won. Yay!
Good job. The
All
center.
I hear is I am the coolest person here.
Better hit that goat.
No goat. There you go. That's how I feel on the inside.
I didn't know you brought that over here.
Oh, yeah. I was waiting to bust that out. Alright, so deadly sins, we said... Just recap. Justin, we said you have pride and greed.
Mm-hmm.
I had lust, envy, gluttony, and sloth. And the whale got wrapped.
Fine, here we go.
Nice.
Okay.
I mean, weirdly, I feel like that kind of goes track.
We identify.
If there was a person to get the most of them, I feel like it probably is me. Just track, right? I feel like the listeners will agree. So, listeners, if you want to take the Witch Post personality, because you are, and you get me, and I'm sorry, you got that.
Are we sure those are the deadly sins?
I'm pretty sure. That's the Roman Catholic ones. You're the Catholic. Tell me.
I guess so, yeah.
Chastity is the sin? I don't feel like it's one of the seven deadlies. Okay, well, anyway, listener, that helps you out. I win.
Yeah.
I win by losing, I guess.
Hey, part of being a sinner is saying that jar, so.
Dear game, what's the best apple?
Honeycrisp.
Okay, we hope that helps you out.
What about just crisp, like, or pie? What's the best apple? So was it apple blank? Like apple fill in the blank?
You just said, what's the best apple?
Or apple like as in whole fruit.
Man, we did a lot of spam. Sorry, listeners.
I took it as whole fruit.
Whole fruit.
We've done the Desert Island one, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's right, because I won. All the questions are competitions, and I won. We should do like some remakes of some of these ones that we answered.
Mm.
That'd be fun. Just be like advice updated. But yeah, hold on. Sorry, there's like a ton of spam emails in there. So that's our listener mail for
today.
Nice.
Hey, I'm just glad we still have listeners out there that are looking to send in mail.
Yeah.
If you want to send in your mail, go to punchtheclocks@gmail.com. That's punchtheclocks@gmail.com. Eventually, I'll get to you.
I haven't heard that in a long time.
As you can tell, sometimes we actually do read them out.
I think we give pretty good advice.
Yeah.
I feel like 2 hours.
Some advice is a little wacky.
Yeah, it wasn't advice. They just kind of asked us short questions.
They're joining and listening to our podcast, then, exactly. You know. They know what they're in for.
Mm-hmm.
This at one point wasn't the advice show. And then we kind of got weird with it.
Mm. Yeah.
Man, we did.
Pretty quick.
We did.
Pretty quick, yeah.
At one point we were a business advice show, I think.
Really?
Most of our questions were about business.
That's true. That's true.
And then they got kind of, we just started letting people go off the rails. And then we quit being on the rails whatsoever.
We have been on the rails ever since.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of rails, got an electric train set for around the tree.
Yeah.
Never messed with one of those before.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So this is like the real deal. Like it's got like a electric motor that you hook up through wires. It's got electric track, you know, metal tracks.
Yeah.
So I was just testing it out. And again, not having any clue what I'm doing here.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm on the back side of the tree.
Marshall's on the edge of a
seat. Waiting to see where this goes.
I'm on the back side of the tree near the outlet with this thing plugged in, the wires connected. Mm-hmm. Morgan's on the other side of the tree.
Yeah.
She puts a train down. Sparks just go flying everywhere.
Now, do you have a real tree or fake?
No, it's fake. It's
okay,
fake.
Okay.
But regardless.
Yeah, I know. But like, I feel like a real one, you just said it.
Oh, that would have been worse. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That would have been a bad time, though.
Yeah, so we both agreed after some, you know, vocal frustration that we would have to get some sort of, like, wood platform to put this thing on.
Why would it spark?
Well, because it was plugged in.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't, like, expect it, but when she put it down, it...
Oh, it's got an electrical current going through the train.
Yeah, it's like electric.
So the train should have probably already been down.
Yeah, the tracks are already down.
No, but the train should have been down already.
It should have been on it already. Yeah,
okay,
it should have been on it before I plugged it in.
Uh-huh.
So lesson learned. User error. And, there we go. There we go. That's exactly probably what it sounded like at the time.
I would be like, what?
I got beat for that.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I probably did the same when I did that. Like, you try to burn down the house.
I've probably been like, sparks.
I remember my grandparents had like a train and it also had like the smoke come out of the stack.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I don't remember what that was, though. Was that electric?
Yeah.
And they had water?
Same. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That water is just steam.
I love that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Helps that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Little Lionel train set, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I remember trains as a kid.
Do you have animals?
2 dogs.
Do they mess with it?
Well, we haven't plugged it back in.
My dog would hate that thing just going around. He'd be barking at it.
I had to put my Christmas tree behind a cage.
Mm.
And I can't put ornaments on
it. We just put it up early.
Otherwise, the dog goes putting ornaments.
Really? Yeah.
He
really?
Also tries to knock over my tree.
He really goes after the ornaments?
My dog thinks everything is a toy.
Mm-hmm.
For, like, every single thing.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what it is.
Uh-huh.
He thinks it's for him.
Oh, okay.
He's like, this is mine, I play with.
I mean, I get it. He He wants to be spoiled.
Mm-hmm. Now, his favorite toy is, for whatever reason, Coke bottles.
Oh, I mean...
I bought all these expensive toys. I throw the Coke bottle, he chases that more.
I mean, he's an inexpensive fella.
Basic.
Yeah, you could have told me sooner.
After you spend a fortune on dog toys.
I've
been trying
together,
to get Klaus to get a job for years. He just won't go out there and do it.
Yeah. Lazy.
By the way, Brian got me, he had to give me this necklace early because he thought it was too cute. It's like literally Klaus's little head and his ears. This is Klaus.
Ah, that's a dog. Cool.
But now that you pointed out, let's see it.
Yeah.
Nice.
That was neat.
He's like, this was too cute. I had to give it to you before Christmas.
Look at that.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. It's his kissing spot. His head.
Your dog?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, that was clarified.
I'm talking about my dog.
I don't know. You can like to kiss your husband on the head. There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, we're going to move on to a different topic.
Forehead. Jesus.
So, okay, so let's do a quick callback because of the envious one.
Yeah.
Now you have to get your wife a Carver version of that because Brian got no
one
to
find that.
On Etsy.
Yeah.
It wasn't that much.
I don't know why that was my first thought.
What?
Just go to Etsy.
Mm-hmm. That was your first thought?
Everything on Etsy.
Oh, yeah.
Etsy is life.
Supposedly. Well, actually, you two have been married longer than I have. Supposedly, we're not doing gifts this year because we're going to be the elite.
Mm-hmm. Really? Oh, that's cool.
What you no gift parts or the elite part?
The elite part. That's cool.
Italy. He's excited for you.
I'm polite and I ask. I don't want my wires crossed. Yeah. He could have been excited for the no gifts. He's like, I love saving the buck.
No, the word Italy, he was like, whoa, okay.
Oh, yeah, I go to Italy with the in-laws.
Ah, cool. Yeah, that's awesome.
We went to, like, Rome, Florence, and I don't think Venice, which was the one place I wanted to go to, but that's cool.
Mm. That's always fun. Who cares? Yeah. And also, do you really want to go there?
Kind of.
It is very crowded.
I figured in January it would be okay.
Maybe.
Is that when you're going?
Yeah.
Nice. Maybe. I heard you have to watch for the pickpocketers, though.
Yeah, that.
And I ain't got no
but, money. Like, the cruise ships and stuff, because they, I don't know why they did that, but they would literally put the ports literally right up next to the city.
Mm-hmm.
And so, at whatever time to this time, it's just all these people get off at the same time, and it's, like, very crazy there.
Mm.
Fair enough. But, I forgot what my question was.
No.
Oh, Christmas.
Christmas.
No
Christmas
gifts.
Presents. Oh, is this a trap?
Is it a trap?
Should I be getting a gift? Just in case.
I would say this. Do a stocking.
Oh, I did it anyway.
Or a
nice card.
A nice card?
Yeah, like a heartfelt card. Like Brian makes me cards or I make him a card.
Okay. How heartfelt is heartfelt?
I don't know. I like... You write, like, a little page.
Famously, I ain't no wordsmith, so...
I ain't no wordsmith.
But you're an artist.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's great. But what am I going to do? I need words to make it heartfelt.
You wrote your vows, didn't you?
Yeah, that took me months. Was it laughing because it took me months?
Yeah, the months part.
I would say cherry pick.
That was a long time ago that I had to, like, scour for that. It really, most of it was kind of a cop-out, because I was like, oh, if I just steal famous lines, I can work this in.
There you go. There you go. Include a nice quote.
Yeah.
The quote for the Raven, nevermore.
There you go. Image, quote, done.
Yeah. Something she likes, there's funny between the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it's an easy, simple thing, a little gesture.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll go to the jewelry section.
Didn't say that.
That was implied.
No.
Heavily.
Not everything is about jewelry, man.
You sure about that?
Yeah. I didn't ask for this.
See our faces.
I didn't ask for this at all.
Yeah, my wife doesn't like jewelry.
It's not like, this is not expensive at all. It's just like the whole thought of it being Klaus.
Okay, hold on. Noelle, you're a woman, so I'm going to ask this.
Yes.
I heard this recently. Mm-hmm. Famously, you are a woman.
I am a woman, you're right.
I get past that.
You are accurate on that.
Okay. Do women hate heart-shaped jewelry?
do women hate heart-shaped jewelry? Am I really... Okay, so I'm not really, like, into getting jewelry.
Okay.
I, like...
But if you did get jewelry, would you want it to be
terrible, heart-shaped? No.
Okay.
It depends on what it looks like.
So I heard it out there that all women hate heart-shaped jewelry.
No.
Okay.
Mm.
Where's Diane? I'll give you a second opinion.
I wouldn't think so.
I feel like
why are you thinking about heart-shaped jewelry, though?
Well, I gotta get my wife some.
You can get her anything, though. Like,
yeah, but I want to make sure it's something she would like.
What does she wear now?
Stuff that I probably did not buy her.
Mm.
If it is stuff I bought her, I don't remember buying.
It doesn't have to be a heart, though. There's so many other options for a necklace or a bracelet.
So I'm going to say we go away from the hearts.
No, just choose whatever you feel like she would like.
I think the hearts are maybe not as unique. Like, it's, like, common. Too common, yeah. You know? You know what I mean?
I go to TJ Maxx, too. They have a lot. What?
I can message her.
Is Diana in the office?
She is.
Maybe we can just grab her real quick and go, hey, real quick.
She might be at lunch.
Oh, bummer.
Want me to message her?
Yeah, you can see. Hey, can you come to lunch real fast? But anyway, no, so I guess I should get her something small. But... Thanks, Punch O'Clock. That helps me out.
I mean, Brian and I weren't getting each other anything, and then he ended up getting me stuff. I'm like, what the heck?
So I gotta at least follow the Brian standard.
What the heck?
Brian
shows that she's awful.
He said he doesn't want anything. He said he's just happy with me. That's pretty sweet.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
So what are you gonna get him?
I have no idea, nothing.
Okay.
We have too much stuff. That's why I didn't want anything.
Greedy.
Buy him some stuff.
Huh?
Buy him the gift of socks.
No, he does not need socks. He's got way too many.
Give him some more.
No, he does not.
Famously, wait, stocks or socks?
Stocks.
Oh, I thought you said socks.
S-T-O-K-S. I spelled that wrong. Stocks.
Literally, you said socks.
S-T-O-X, stocks.
Stocks. Investments.
I would have to look at that.
Yeah, just pick one. They're all the same.
Pretty much.
Think about this company that you work at. Mm-hmm. Well, all the other ones are exactly the same. They just sell different things.
That was a very great picture for me. Thank you.
Coca-Cola, Pepsi. They just sell all the stuff. It's all the same.
All the same.
Mm-hmm. Same thing, different industry.
Are you all exchanging gifts?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I feel like this is going to be our best year gift-wise.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's probably the most, like thoughtful. I feel like it's taken us a long time to, like, really know, like, what each other likes,
mm-hmm.
you know? Like, in that way, from a gift standpoint.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we're both, like, very, like, picky.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so now we're doing gifts, yeah.
What'd you get her?
Let's see. Sneakers?
Oh, you got her multiple things. Let's see. Sneakers, okay.
Sneakers. Like, you know those Hoka sneakers with the 7-inch soles? I got a pair of those.
The gift of walking.
The gift of walking. And God.
There are a lot of people around the holidays. Right?
Jeez, damn. Damn. Jeez.
I'd like to apologize to the listener base once again.
Lord.
You said that's what a lot of people would want?
Around the holidays, man. Pray for it.
I got like a 2024 like planning calendar.
Uh-huh.
And a couple like clothing items that you wanted.
Okay.
Sometimes my wife's gifts can be real hit or miss.
Her big gift was her birthday, which was last week.
Uh-huh. Oh, her birthday's close to Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she's like...
Yeah. She gets a little break in between.
Yeah.
I wish we could move Valentine's Day to a different day.
I feel like Valentine's Day is too much pressure to...
I don't like Valentine's Day.
It's in the worst part of the year. Why did you pick the month of February there when everything's dead and cold? Why was it not like in April or May when it's warm?
Brian made up a day for me called Noel Day, the day before Valentine's Day.
I think it's
this is a common
the day before.
Yeah, because then you don't have to do all the craziness. Mm-hmm. And I was so anti against Valentine's Day, and he made it another day that we celebrate.
Nice.
Common Brian win.
as Brian does.
Yeah. Man, Brian really makes us look like that.
Damn.
And sometimes my wife gets me gifts, and they're like either really, really good, or it's like, why? What was the thought process?
Oh, Brian and I know it like exactly. Like, I know what he likes, he knows what I like. I didn't even give him anything, he just picks stuff.
Nice. Then sometimes she'll give me something and be like, why? And then she'll explain the thought process like, yeah, I guess I do want that. It's like, how'd you predict
She's
that?
She's probably like, you? We talked about this in a sentence like 5 months ago.
I'll be like, huh? Like, okay. Like, how I got a juicer. I was like, a juicer? She's like, yeah. Because you like fresh juice. It seemed like I do like fresh juice.
Oh my God.
I haven't thought about being a whole juicer for it, but yeah, I ended up loving it. When I used it too. I was like, this is very bad.
The worst response when you give a gift. And someone opens it and they're like, oh, it's
That's a lot when I get from my mom.
That cuts me deep. When I give a gift to someone and they respond like that, that
I do
cuts
too.
Me so
or
deep.
Or they like look at it like, oh, nice. And then they like put it down. I'm like, did you like it?
Yeah.
See, that's my default reaction to every gift I ever get is, hey, thanks. I appreciate it. And everybody's like, you didn't like it. I'm like, no, I actually did like it. I just don't
for a little bit longer. But I hate
fake
to admit,
emotion.
I do that because my mom, she just loved over gifting like crazy. Like this year, I was like, here are five things I want. You just pick one. I don't care what it is. Mm-hmm. It's I'm not getting one thing. It's going to be multiple things that I never asked for.
That's pretty funny.
But yeah, no, for me, it's like, oh yeah, thanks. Appreciate it. And then like, my wife every year is like, oh, you didn't like it. I'm like, no, I actually really loved it.
But okay.
I'm not an overly emotive person when it comes to gifts.
But that, like, when you've said that before, though, like, it seems very genuine. So I never questioned that.
Yeah.
And you know your family questions it. I'm like, no, I really appreciate the snowboard you got me. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I love
like,
it.
That
I
seems
it.
Like a mission for you.
I'm not like, oh, my, yeah, kind of person.
I love
that's
seeing
what,
people's reactions against them.
And that's like kind of what I feel like that side of family wants. I'm like, guys, it's going to be
I think
fun.
I like giving gifts more than receiving. I'm like, here you go.
Yeah, I don't really want for things, so it's like,
yeah.
Like, people ask me, what do you want for Christmas? I'm like, not much, really.
Yeah.
If anything.
What are your go to gifts to receive that are always like, for example, so I have like three that, like, you can never go wrong. Not you, but I'm just saying, like
you specifically.
That I like really like to get. It's cologne, a watch, and a wallet.
Oh, okay.
Those are like my go-to. Like, I could have like, you know, a ton of stuff, and then I'll probably be the most excited about those things.
that's good. I don't know if I have like anything. I mean, I definitely have gifts that stand out from like when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
High quality meat.
I will always remember
stocks.
My brother.
Stocks.
My brother really wanted an Xbox, and my parents.
Xboxes.
My parents wrapped his gift, and he was like, you know, the gift was underneath the tree. He's like, I just don't think this is it. He's like, if it was like this big. This tall, I think it would be it or whatever. It ended up being that, but like he the whole time he convinced himself like that was not it.
That
in
wasn't
that box.
It. That's funny.
Nice.
Yeah.
Something else I like. Not much.
Not much.
I don't want for physical things. I have every single cooking tool you can think of. People in my family, if you're listening, I'm buying more kitchen stuff. Do it.
All right, cooking tool stuff on the list.
Got it. Got it. Marshall likes entertainment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take me on a trip to Vegas if you want me to do some ice cream.
That's what I like. I like more of a trip person now. I like to do experience. Yeah, exactly. There was a time there I was like heavy into collecting, and now I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Unpopular opinion, I don't mind the touristy stuff on trips.
Me either.
You gotta lean into it.
Yeah. I want to go to those museums. I don't care if they're boring. They're cool.
Everything has to be like off the beaten path.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah, especially if you're a short amount of time, you know these are places that you should go to, even though they are tourists. For yeah, exactly.
Sometimes they're a bummer, other times like, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on.
I'm glad I was trapped as a tourist. You know? I'm saying in the tourist trap, like you guys say. I'm glad.
Story.
No, I'm glad I was trapped as a tourist.
So is there a story?
Cool.
He was trapped.
Feels like a bad movie title.
I'm here in the forest trapped.
I was trapped in the forest in my own life.
Is life tourism? And we're just trapped.
Oh, that sounds like a bad PI.
Oh,
life.
Yeah, that does. I don't like
that. Yeah, it's interesting.
It's like a bad private detective story. I was trapped as a tourist in my own life. And then she walked in.
Knock at the door.
Yeah.
Eyes that said, help me.
She said,
hey,
do you have a light?
I said, no, it's a non-smoking building. It's 2023.
Okay, do you have a jewel pod?
Yeah, I got you.
I didn't know what that is.
You guys want to bring back radio shows?
Bring back what?
Become a comedy detective podcast.
Have you guys heard the calling back to Grinch from before? Mm-hmm. Have you guys heard the Grinch podcast?
No.
Oh my God, it is so entertaining.
Really?
It's like 35, 40 minutes. Uh-huh. It's the Grinch as a host of a podcast.
Yeah.
He interviews people. And it's like just a fun play on Bill and all these different things. It's pretty good.
That's one thing. One year I went to Universal, it was Christmas. We went in line at the Grinch. It's like the Grinch from the Jim Carrey version.
Uh-huh.
And that guy deserved a raise because, man, I was laughing the whole time. Because
yeah.
I was like, oh, let's take a picture. And he's like, oh, not nice to meet you either. Like, he was like giving me so much sass, and I just loved it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the goat has screamed, which means it's time to end the show. You're going to regret buying that for me. That thing's fun.
That's awesome.
Anyway, anybody got anything to shout out this week?
Shout out to Pangea.
Fair enough.
All right. I'm lost for words on that one.
Context?
I've been brewing on that one for days, waiting to drop that one. I had to make up from before's attempt.
Shout out to the million years old super comic. This.
Did you watch something?
No, just something I thought of. I thought it was pretty funny.
All right,
yeah,
I think
that's
it. Yeah.
You're welcome. Got anything you want to follow that one?
It's not going to be as good as Pangea, but check out Critical Flick on YouTube, like always.
Okay.
The comments are getting wild.
Really?
Yes.
Getting angry?
Oh, yeah. The one that, what's that movie called? With Julia Roberts on Netflix?
I have no idea.
Oh, it's about end of the world. On Brian's short for that movie, people are wilding out. People are like, this is the worst movie. This is the best movie. They're fighting the comments.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. So. Shout out to Flame Wars in the comments. Go ahead and shout out to brothers.
Yeah, fair. Shout out.
Shout out to brothers in general.
True. Yeah.
The concept of being someone's brother. Pretty neat.
Yeah. You're the oldest, right?
I'm the older brother.
Yeah, me too.
Shout out to being the older sibling.
Shout out.
Yeah.
You had to raise siblings that you didn't really ask for.
Kind of.
Third parent.
Yeah, true.
We were best friends, so.
Well, that's nice.
I wasn't his parent.
That was the irresponsible one. My brother was a much more serious child. Yeah, that's going to wrap it up for this week. You can find us on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, and many more podcatchers that I did not sign us up for, but we're on.
Nice.
Which is funny. I don't know how they got us, but they got us.
They got us.
Nice.
Don't pay us for it either. We're also on YouTube now, underneath my YouTube channel, Marshall Johnson. If you want some cooking videos I have not updated in a while, which I need to go post, you can see those there too.
You get on that.
Yeah, I have like
ASAP Rocky.
Like, I have like 4 videos like almost done, and I just need to finish and release them. But since I moved, it made it a little harder. I gotta figure out how to fix the room back up.
Gotcha.
Anyway, that's going to wrap it up for today. I've been Marshall.
And I'm Justin.
And I'm Noel.
Toodles.
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 A little bit ASMR raspy at the end there, bud.
I saw this ASMR video.